And we are back with Mountain Gardener. The beauty of having a studio right here in the Garden Center, where you got a friend that comes in, he's doing great work in the community. You say, John, would you come in? You got to tell this. You got to tell the community about this. So John Murphy is a friend. He's our realtor. He's kind of plugged in the communities. He's kind of a man of many talents. And your passion is feeding people, helping them feed themselves.
Correct.
You've been doing this for many, many years, and you've got a golf tournament coming up. So that is just exciting. We should let the community know about that. But before you start, tell us about yourself. Where'd you come from? You're into real estate and other stuff. Your wife, Lisa, and your...
Well, there's a lot going on. Yeah. We're from the East Coast, from New Jersey. We've been here 8 years. Okay. And my wife owns Silver Sands Recovery, helping people with addiction issues. I'm a realtor in town, and I was the commission for well-being. I was the chair for the city of Prescott. And I'm all about health, wellness, and longevity. And you're not going to get any of those things unless you eat right.
That's right.
And so that's how I got into the whole gardening deal. My nonprofit is the Make 100 Healthy Foundation, as in Make 100 Years Healthy.
Yeah.
And then we evolved into the Prescott Food Forest. And that has evolved into our training program, the Gardeners of Destiny training. And that's evolved into us giving lots of food to the food banks and the pantries and people that are in need. And it's just been a wonderful journey. I'm very blessed.
I love watching your Facebook posts and just all the activity. There's nothing like a bunch of gardeners in their hats and their gloves. They're picking produce, getting things ready, taking it to the kitchens, taking it to the pantries. It's just, there's an energy there, and you can see it every time you guys gather. Well,
thank you. You know, we have a fellowship. You know, we're up over 500 people in our group. Last 2 weeks ago, we started our spring gardening classes on Saturdays, just like you have, up in Chino Valley at Beer Organic Farm. And that's our home. We have a 5-acre farm up there, and we teach people how to grow food. We have a gardening director, Stephanie Leon, and we have a whole crew of volunteers. So it's really cool. We have children, we have families, we have older adults, and they all have one thing in common. They want to grow food, they want to help others, and they want to share it with their families. Yeah. And that's really our mission, is to empower people to have the ability to grow your own food for health and wellness and self-sustainability in case, you know, something happens.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you want to connect, so my grandkids, we love hanging out in the garden. So we're picking stuff.
Yeah.
Every time they come over, hey, pop, let's go pick stuff. Okay, let's do this. I got to make sure something's always ready to harvest.
Hey, that's cool.
Potatoes in the winter, radishes, beets, something.
Yes.
Always got to be there. And then I bury arrowheads. I get them from Amazon. I just bury them throughout the yard. So they're always out there. We go, I'm trying to make archaeologists out of them.
Like a treasure hunt.
And they can spend hours out there. It's amazing. So there's a connection, multi-generational.
Well, you know, we work with a lot of schools. Just a few weeks ago, we had Trinity Christian School out on 2 days. We had 20 kids from the 8th grade class on Thursday and 20 kids from the 8th grade class on Friday. So we had two different groups. They gave us 40 hours. We got 120 hours of volunteer work. But the most important part is they learned about gardening and clearing the beds and getting it ready for the season. And so it was a win-win. We're very blessed to have them, but they also enjoyed it immensely. And what's happening is a lot of these kids are becoming volunteers and bringing their families in. So it's a growing phenomenon.
You know, it's interesting that a lot of folks, I mean, we are off the farm. So as a kid, I went to the family farm every summer, and I didn't really work that much. We just went down to visit family. It was a big, many, many acres and silos of feed, thousands of chickens and hogs everywhere. And you rode horses and you were out with your BB gun for all day. You expected to be home by dark. That's how I was raised. My kids, sports were the big thing.
Right.
Maybe band, some drama, possibly production stuff. But they really don't have that farm experience. And now the next generation is even more removed. Food does not come from Costco. It comes from the farm.
Exactly.
It comes out. So they have kids actually work in their hands in the soils and play with that. I think it's a game changer.
Well, I really think that it's coming full circle. People are realizing, especially since COVID, when you went to the store and there was nothing there, wait a minute, maybe this is a life skill that we should know and teach our kids. Yeah. And kids are really getting into it. You know, they say that gardening is the only hobby that goes from young kid to centenarians. It's the famous, it's a favorite hobby of a centenarians. Yeah. And so when you take a grandpa, like you said, and a grandkid, they bond over the gardening. And there's nothing so delicious as a tomato you pick from your own garden. It doesn't even taste like the same food as you get from the store.
I think the oldest customer we have here at Waters Gardens here in Prescott, Arizona, she's 101 years old.
God bless her.
She's still coming in, a full-on gardener. So you have to listen really carefully because voice is getting a little slower, a lot lighter. She has her assistant helping her, but her heart and soul is in the gardens. I think it keeps her young.
So. It keeps her alive. Yeah, it gives her purpose.
So tell us about this golf tournament. How'd you come up with? And that's just kind of, this is a big deal. You are sold out. It's amazing.
So we are having our first annual Rock the Garden Open. And you know, I always like to have catchy themes. Well, we're really living it. We have three live bands playing as we play golf. Nice. We've got the Cheektone Trios on hole number 7. We've got what's their names? Totally Reckless, a big rock band that's plays downtown, and the amazing Tortellini Brothers on 13 and 14. So there'll be live music as we play. You know, golf is sometimes a very esoteric type of activity. Not this is going to be like the Waste Management Live Tour, and we're going to have music throughout. We've got games, and one of the games we have is Putting for Plants, sponsored by our good friend Ken Lane. And so we're on the putting green. We are setting up about a dozen different tomato plants, and you're going to have to putt around those. If you get in the hole, you get a raffle ticket, and you could win a golf club. You can win clothing, a bunch of things. Yeah. And so we're just making it fun because, you know, any good pursuit that has sustainability and longevity needs to be fun.
Yeah.
And so it can't be a chore. And that's what we try to do every week at our garden up at Bee Organic Farm, which, by the way, back in the day, Waters Garden Center had an orchard up there.
We used to grow out there.
Which is so cool. Yeah. And so we have these classes. And what happens is the volunteers get to take and pick whatever they want. So they get to share in the bounty. And that seems to be a very, very popular thing because I live in Prescott Lakes. And this tournament is at the club at Prescott Lakes, but you really can't grow food there because of the fact that you have the javelinas and the HOA won't allow you to do different things. So I do container gardening, but to do real gardening and farming, we have to be on a farm.
Sure. The community gardens.
Yes, exactly.
More community gardens.
Yes, exactly.
There's not enough of them.
Exactly.
So, and we can do this together. We bond together. So that's great stuff. So Prescott Lakes, the tournament is April 30th.
April 30th.
And you're sold out, I heard.
We're more than sold out.
Oh, really?
We were going to sell out. We sold out at 108. We're up to 124 golfers. Wow. And the club at Prescott Lake has been very gracious. We're having a big awards banquet right afterwards. We're giving out prizes.
At the clubhouse.
And we're doing a special lunch. And we're honoring a local legend. John Gunby is a PGA Hall of Fame golfer. He's retiring. And he does things with the Special Olympics and the vets. And we're honoring him with the Arlene's Angel Award, which is named after my late mom, who was a gardener.
Cool.
And so it's just all good feelings. And the fact is, most of the volunteers are in our gardening club. And you know, we have the Prescott Lakes Gardening Club.
Spoken to that group several times.
Yes.
Great, energetic club.
Yeah.
So if people want to donate, get involved, want to see more, you can't play golf this year, but you want to get on the list for next year or something. You just want to get involved in this community garden stuff. Where should they go?
Well, there's really one central hub, and that's www.prescottfoodforest.com.
Right.
Our Facebook page, as you've mentioned before, is full of information, and we tie that into the website. We have a donation link there, and a lot of people have donated. And just to let you know, the Make 100 Healthy Foundation is an Arizona nonprofit, a 501c3 nonprofit. All the money goes towards supplies, education scholarships, which is key. It's a $99 class, but we have 23 students that are getting it for free, but they're giving us 10 hours in return. So we have another 230 hours of volunteer time.
John Murphy, Rock the Garden golf tournament.
Yes.
And they're raising money for Prescott Food Forest. And
at the organic farm.
It's going. So John, I appreciate you being in here. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
In our community.
We appreciate your support.
Okay. Ken Lane, the Mountain Gardener. We will be right back.